Sup, dude? Hey, Carl. Here's the keys. There's beer, my PS3, and my Vita. I gotta use the bathroom because I think I shit myself. Riding and riding, we search across the land. Snow and wind has frozen the hearts of man. But we ride.
We ride. Did you ever finish the Mega Man game?
Yeah, I remember
Mega Man Cross Street Fighter?
No.
It was Crispy, like, four of the characters, didn't you?
Oh, that, yeah, that time, but I've beaten all the characters.
Yeah, he played the game at home.
And there's a fucking stage where you gotta just keep hauling ass and Balrog's coming after you going, whoa, whoa. And if he touches you, you're dead.
But, really?
Yeah, automatically. And then you got all these fucking enemies you still gotta take out too and get around. And he's just coming.
Where is Rogue?
You can't throw the shield behind you to slow him down?
Probably.
Good too. Never tried
think
that.
Think of that? A sporting
What else have you playing, huh?
Pardon?
What else have you been playing?
I played that Slender. I played a good fat chunk of Slender. And I got to play 5 levels of Slender, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that, how you did that, too.
Yeah, by beating each one beautifully. And and that shit is...
Command prompt.
I just read it.
Popped it up and it says, God mode?
It was pretty simple. But
all levels.
Literal fucking...
Yeah, no, but it wasn't like that. Like, you put those commands and they don't let you put the code in. They said you had to use another command, and you had to.
Then probably to activate cheat mode.
Then I tried that, but you can't do it in the game. I came back to the main menu, tried it again, and that command didn't work at all. Then I tried the other commands, and it fucking worked. And it unlocked the level. I didn't know about God, I didn't try that. But dude, that's even the second level, there's a huge difference. It's not just Slender.
No.
And I'm running out there, and I hear, and like, you hear, like, there are sounds of something, and then you hear,
a sorceress.
And you know something's coming at you, and then you get tackled down, and something's in your face, like with its hair dangling in your face.
Calm down, Chris.
Yeah. But no, it's fucking creepy, dude. See, I even scared her. She's like, oh fuck, it was crazy. You got tackled.
Make weird faces.
Yeah. Woo.
Like Wapa Melee, and I got pretty far. Right now, I can turn into a chicken.
What?
A fucking chicken.
On what game?
Guacamelee.
Oh, okay. What happens when you turn into a chicken?
You can't attack. Well, you can attack, but you can't grab. But you run really fast. You can jump. You can go in those little corners in the game that you see. And it's easy to get around, but you get your ass kicked.
You can jump higher with it?
Yeah. I enjoyed it so far. I don't know the other powers, I'm not going to say, but just combos. It's pretty cool. Okay, it's Metroid, and then you go into a room, and there's like the guy teaches you how to do combos. And it's like
anything with that system's really good. It just is. It's just good. It's just fun. You gotta go get the double jump, or you gotta go get the climbing ability, or you gotta break the missiles that can break the wall.
When he teaches you combos, when you go to this like talk to this chicken, he owns like his own like little boxing ring place, like the second town. You're never gonna use those damn combos. Never.
Yeah.
But whatever, it just shows you how to do them, and what you do them, you get cash so you can buy stuff. But the only thing I've ever bought so far is endurance. Not endurance, but the special ability, like another meter for it. Or life.
Yeah. So, longer gauges.
Yeah.
I don't usually fuck with those. Not well, maybe if it's a magic gauge.
You need it.
Yeah, I'll do that one. But I don't know about health gauge.
Health you can find.
You mean like health pickups or health like to extend your meter?
Extend your meter like,
oh, okay.
Like Zelda style. Shit like
she's
that.
A spinning. Yeah, another heart. Quarter of hearts. Yeah, Zelda.
What you think about that? Yeah. That Dark Souls fucking thing.
Dark Souls 2 trailer. Well, like I said, what did we see? Like lighting effects. That's cool, and that's awesome, and it really does make a big difference on the aesthetic when you have good lighting effects, but they didn't really show anything.
Well, they had the gameplay one. Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was. It does feel very Dark Souls-y. I mean, they did keep it the same way. I was afraid they were gonna fuck it up and make more action, a la Skyrim. But no, they didn't.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
They're gonna turn it into a God of War.
Oh no.
Yeah, just go and fucking button mash,
go fucking.
And the drummer,
honestly, that's the way I play fucking Demon Souls, so.
Devil May Cry.
It's just straight up like you can get a generic track of the exact drum fucking
Oh, of Lars's drums?
Like, yeah.
Fade to Black, right? Yeah, it's Fade to Black.
It's such a fucking basic looking.
Yeah. Well, he goes exactly along with the rhythm of the bass. And, but
as a good drummer should. I hate when they add flourishes. Fuck them. They should never solo.
Dude.
No, the ones that can go with it. And
every no, every drummer should shut the fuck up and let the guitarists fucking do their thing.
Yeah.
Even Neil Peart.
Even especially Neil Peart.
Yeah, because people
he goes
like
way too long.
Carl doesn't like drum solos.
He goes way too long. Any drum solo longer than 3 seconds is too much.
What if he's spinning in the air with fireworks?
Yeah.
He could do that without playing the drums. In fact, he'd probably be able to do that a lot better without playing the drums. Just strap him onto a fucking machine, make him spin around. Fine, put sparklers on him. I'll watch that.
That
I don't care about his. No, he's still Neil Peart on his driver's license.
No, I don't see it.
It would still be him. He just wouldn't be playing the drums.
The only time I
want to
see
that
motherfucker is when he's playing the drums. You know, okay, what about what's his name? The one arm drummer, fucking Death Leopard.
Again, he doesn't need to be doing anything. All he has to do is fucking follow the beat of the fucking shit. I don't want to hear a solo. A drum solo means nothing to me. It's like,
ooh, wow,
drums. Fucking boring. Just put on something interesting, you know? Shut up and let the fucking guitarist play their thing and. You know, instead of just fucking banging a bunch of drums.
Guitar side melodies.
You mean like a bassist just being there?
Yes, a bassist should just be filling in for the guitarist, unless he's a fucking badass bassist. And even then, calm down on the fucking solos.
I never hear the bass anyway. I should tell Fonso that all the time.
They should just be filling in, just kind of keeping the shit going, but, you know, just having a presence, but not too much.
So I tell Fonso, I'm like, what are you just standing there and just looking cool, or no one can hear you?
Yeah.
You're like Eric singing.
Yeah, just scream.
No, there's nothing there.
There's some really bad guitar solos.
Oh, I have two. And I don't think that if people can't fucking solo right, don't solo. Just play your stuff as the way it sounds on a CD and just go with it.
Oh, okay. We're talking about live concerts when we just dumbasses.
I hate live. Fuck that.
It's like, that song was originally 3 minutes, not 15. What the fuck happened here? We got really wasted. We forgot half the song.
Yeah,
but
like,
we got
like,
there.
Like fucking Grateful Dead or some shit like that. Oh yeah, they have all these crazy ass solos. I would hate that. Fucking hanging out with a shitload of hippies, fucking listening to what started out as an okay song, turns out to a shitty ass song because they're doing a 15-minute solo.
You went to a Fish concert, they only played two songs.
I'd be pissed off.
It wasn't a live version that turned you to their music in the first place. You heard it recorded.
I wanted to hear that studio shit.
Yeah.
You know, the first time they step away from that studio album, I want to fucking no. I want my money back.
Yeah.
A live album?
Fuckers. What the fuck do I want with a live album?
Yeah.
I want to hear the same live performance over and over.
Well, that was like hearing Pepper live. Some of the songs, they were on par. The more they got fucked up, it wasn't even the fucking song anymore.
That's I have the same problem with, like, because I listen to G.G. Allin, and most of his shit is live stuff, or at least a lot of the shit that I've got. And, well, I don't like the live stuff as much, but he doesn't have very much studio. But, you know, that's part of his fucking thing, is his interaction with the crowd.
How do you extend Suck My Ass and Smells or Blowjobs?
Dude, Blowjobs can be extended for as long as you want.
Yeah, Blowjobs can go on.
You just gotta think about other things. Baseball, fucking, you know, your grandma. Blowjob doesn't have to end when it ends.
Yeah, the limit is infinity.
Blowjob's an awesome song, and it could go, you know, but they don't, those guys aren't going to fucking do a 5-minute solo.
No.
Those guys are trying to finish their song in 2 minutes.
Carl!
So go and get their hair away.
It's like, that's a 40-second song.
Yeah.
Wait, were you telling me that there was a number higher than infinity?
Well, there's a bunch of infinities.
Exactly, that's why, like, because, but infinity itself, doesn't it mean infinities?
Well,
because
the infinity that you learned in school is the counting infinity. It's a left null. It's fucking, it's, you know, 0, 1, 2, 3, all the integers, that sort of thing, all the rational numbers.
So the kid that was telling me infinity times 2 wasn't being an asshole, just being serious?
Well, infinity times 2 is just infinity.
Yeah.
It's the exact same number. But there's other infinities that are larger, like all the real numbers is larger than the number of rational numbers or natural numbers. All the numbers in between 0 and 1 is larger than the numbers of from 0 to infinity. All the real numbers between 0 and 1. There's more numbers there than there are in the other one.
I'm sorry, I think the fucking mathematicians are a bunch of lying assholes. They just make up shit as they go along.
No, they can, it's easy to show.
They gotta make a new number that it's, you're taking the entire...
All you do is you show that
for every number in one set, there's a corresponding number in the other set. And then all you have to do is show that you can construct a number in the second set that doesn't correspond with anything in the first set. And all of a sudden, you have a larger infinity.
That's just weird to me.
Yeah.
That's like saying that Prince symbol is actually a chaos theory fucking answer.
Yeah, you never know. It might be.
That's just weird.
You take the last number of pi and you turn it backwards and put a decimal right after that number and then you call it something else.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's why I was always bad at math.
Oh yeah, well, you know, infinities are difficult. They're weird to fuck with. Yeah. Study some Cantor. He'll tell you.
Well, that's you that has the Stephen Hawking's books.
Oh, you wouldn't. Yeah. Honestly, it's some fascinating shit if you're into really weird shit, but if you're not, it's not, you know, it's just hard to understand.
After I come after hearing the robot voice, I turn it off.
Yeah.
And to go beyond infinity, fucking Buzz Lightyear did it all the time.
Yeah, he goes to infinity and beyond. So
all the time, yeah.
He's going from that left null to the R,
yeah,
to the silly R.
And he... There's not just one of them, you know? He's a mass-produced toy, so, like, there's a shitload of them going to infinity.
What you get, Chris, with all those blanks? Pick up anything?
What's that?
Those blank discs?
Oh, I haven't burned anything, because I burned one and it didn't work on my shit. I'm going to have to buy a burner, too. I'm going to have to get an iHaz.
What are you looking at?
Huh? Nowhere sells the version cheap. Like Newegg, they claim, like, they don't tell you what version it is. They're like, I have 124-4 at fucking, it's $17.99. I'm like, alright. They even have them on fucking, on eBay for that same price, but it's from the same spot. Walmart also has it, but they're version W's. I need a iHaz 124B.
Gonna write that in the Google search if you can't find it?
Yeah, you can, but, Modship Central sells them for $35, but they're sold out. And they've been sold out. You know what I mean? For a long time. So I can't get a hold of it there. I had gone to eBay. They're about $30, but you also got to pay like a $6 shipping from Germany. And like, that's another place. So I've been really hesitant on getting anything that's not like, at least in the country.
I get shit from fucking China. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't do the shit from China either. Where else have I gone? There's other mod ship stores that sell it for like $50, but they're not. It's the exact same thing as getting it for $30. So I like.
Well, if you want to roll on your birthday present with that, throw on eBay right now.
You want to do that or what?
Yeah,
you want to do that for me?
Shit. Don't close Pandora, but just. Yeah, go ahead.
You just gave me a hard on, dude.
Suck it.
Yeah, suck it now. No,
fuck you, bitch. I got paper, then I gotta suck your dick too. I'm not blowing out that candle.
Happy birthday to you.
No.
Blow off the cat.
Yeah.
It blows itself up.
Squirtle.
Yeah. Squirtle.
But what else you been playing though lately?
Or looking at.
Nothing. I played. The last thing I really played was the Survival Instinct.
Survival Instinct.
Walking Dead.
Oh,
I've been trying my.
That's right. You actually liked it. Well, since no one's gonna ever play Survival Instinct, why don't you just explain it?
What do you mean?
Survival Instinct.
Oh,
is that anything like the Sudoku and Free Cell?
No, it's Walking Dead. It's got the two guys, the brothers from Walking Dead. Daryl and Merle.
It's more akin to the Chess Titans that I play.
You're just taking
what you're saying.
In that game, there's not much story, dude. You're just taking some long fucking trip through the map, and there's like a lot of places you gotta go. It progresses with story. There are survivors, like certain people that you find you can take to tag along, but depending on the size of your car, you have to toss other people out, depending on who you want to keep. And if you find a bigger vehicle, you can have more people.
You could toss people out. I'm tired of saying
yeah,
in your monkey
you can
ass.
Yeah, you can cut
them loose.
Yeah.
I didn't like that idea.
You kick them out and you bring on a new guy, and they all have their special abilities. This one's good. This one's a personality type. This person's rough. This person likes blade weapons.
Some people like it rough.
This guy loves cheese. Get the fuck out of my truck.
Yeah, there's older version of one of those fuckers.
Yeah,
and that's me.
The driver.
And you also, wherever, you have to always search the entire map of the level you're on. You gotta search every bit to make sure you can find any fucking gas can that's lying around. Because
going, you're automatically, you're burning gas in that game. You're driving from one place to another, and your gas fucking runs out, so...
Is searching around also fucking burn your gas out?
No, you just park the car and go off.
And depending, you can save gas by taking a highway straight to the spot, or taking some back roads that uses more gas, but you stop at more places to find more shit, so you can probably get more gas anyways. Whereas if you take the highway, you burn less gas, you get there faster, but then you have a chance to break down. And the chances of breaking down are highest for taking the highway.
But what?
And for taking the back roads, they're the lowest. So you also have a chance to break down. And then when you break down, you got to either find another vehicle or find the broken part on your car in whatever place you're at.
So let's say you get rid of somebody. When you drive away, does it get, like, automatically tackled by zombies and shit?
You don't see them. It's just like you dismiss. You're on a menu, you see this character's thing, and then you see the new character coming in. So when you go to dismiss the old guy, the one you want to get rid of to trade for the new one, that little picture is the last you see of him. You cancel him out. He's gone now.
You send him to the back.
So now he disappears and this other person appears in your party.
Yeah.
You guys fucking
concerned. Yeah, in that sense, yeah, it does blow that you don't see an animation of a guy like fucking scared walking back the other way.
Just get tackled as you let him off the bus or something.
Yeah.
That's what Carl said.
Right now, I'm stuck at a point where I'm out of gas. And I found a little bit of gas, but it's nothing. You find gas cans with like drops of gas in them that aren't gonna do shit.
Can you just walk to the next fucking place, or is it just that packed with zombies?
There, it depends. Certain levels have a lot of zombies. Certain levels, you don't even want to kill any.
Do they even fight back?
Yeah, they do. Once they know you're there, they don't walk at you. Once they know that they see you and they know that they're going after you, they'll start coming at you a little fast, and you have a little time window of when you can hit them when they're close to you, because they will fucking hit you. And then when this one hits you, it's eventually going to grab you if you haven't killed it yet. And then after this one's grabbed you, they play a little stupid game with the thing in the middle. If there are any other zombies around, when that zombie sees you, starts attacking you, they're going to come to you too. And once you get that zombie off of you and it's killed you, automatically another one's going to be grabbing you. So you're going to have to fight that one off too. And that little thumb game gets a little hard, dude. And if you don't, within 2 seconds, kill that zombie by getting the thing in the middle, they're going to take another attack on you. They're going to like bite you. So it kind of, it's sometimes a pain in the ass, dude, but the game's easy. I have the crossbow now, so you never need to find new ammo. I've had the same 6 bolts for like the last 4 levels, and I pop one off into this zombie standing right next to him doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
So I pop him, and then I walk up to both of them and take my arrows back. And in the midst of a lot of zombies, but sometimes these 2 zombies are here not facing, but the zombies right in front of them are, so you can't go back and get your shit. But zombies facing them that see him get shot to the ground won't even know he got shot, because it's a silent kill. It's alright.
How bad is the game, though?
Oh, the game's fun.
You're enjoying it?
Yeah, but I would love it. I would totally love to play it and have you guys there and just troll the fuck out of the game while it's being played, but it's a lot of fun.
Would you actually play the full price for that, or fuck no?
What's that? It's $50, and if you had the Power of Rewards Pro with fucking GameStop, you get it for like 40. So yeah, $40 for that game. If you are, keep in mind it's from a show. So if you are a fan of that show, then yes, pay the $40 for that game. Because if you like the show, you'll probably like the game. You'll like to play as fucking Daryl.
I've been watching that gameplay videos and puzzles over
there. Yeah.
No.
But it gets pretty good. It gets scary, dude. It's creepy as well. I'm gonna burn. I've been wanting to play Injustice. I've had that game since like the 4th.
Why can't you play it?
My Xbox won't play it.
So that sucks.
Get someone else's Xbox.
Huh?
Get someone else's Xbox.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have the real game?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No, I don't have the real game, but it's been available. If my Xbox wasn't retarded, I'd have been playing it.
What's wrong with
that? I would have brought it last week to have it on while we were kind of chilling.
It's special or exceptional in this house.
Yeah.
It's not retarded.
Yeah. We don't even fucking...
We were talking about that shit like yesterday.
Hey, John, you mind if I get one more of those stoves? I'll replenish them, man.
You have to wait.
Yeah. Like, what was it?
You saw a school for the gifted. I'm like, fuck yeah, X-Men.
Jizz mopper. Well, because technically, you don't know whether or not the bathrooms that you clean, the people that go in there, whether or not they masturbate on the floor.
What are you talking about?
Because I'm sure where you at your job you have to clean the bathrooms too.
I clean come out of the Wendy's fucking urinals, dude. I worked at FG Porn Shop for a day. Never again.
He wasn't even working at Wendy's when he did it.
Go ahead and go to log into PayPal. Log into PayPal. No, over there. See a big old fucking letter PayPal?
And where it's gold.
There you go.
See those big old fucking letters? God damn it.
I didn't mean it that way, sweetie.
Alright, I got it. PayPal password.
Yeah,
alright. Yeah, this old man used to come into the fucking... to Wendy's. He'd write poetry for this one girl.
He used to come into Wendy's and then come into Wendy's.
Yeah. Well, he would write poetry for this blonde little girl with nice bouncy titties that she'd just go ahead and confirm and pay. And she would she'd just sit there and bounce. She knew what the hell she was doing. It made me laugh because we used to call it TV. All these guys would just stare at him. Well, he'd go to the urinal and then he'd be gone for like 30 fucking minutes and I have to go in there and I'm like, who the fuck's coming in here? It took me a week to figure...
Who the fuck takes half an hour to jerk off?
An old man, because he's got to...
I can do that in fucking 2-3 minutes.
Because he's shooting dust, and then he's got to make it wet, and he's got to find a way. And then just...
Actually, it'd probably take me a little bit more than 2-3 minutes. I'm not 16 anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after a while, I started getting pissed because I couldn't figure it out, and then... I was like, it's the fucking old man.
How do you log out right
here, I waited
for
him to go in the bathroom. I just started pounding the door. Stop jerking off in there! Stop jerking off in there! I'm gonna crush Luis's dreams right now.
Woohoo!
The new Batman Origins games?
Yes.
It's not made by Rocksteady.
Motherfuckers.
It's made by WB Montreal.
Alright, it's ready? Are we ready right now?
You know what games they've made?
Tell me.
WB Montreal has made...
Okay, they made Astron's Call.
Never played it.
Dungeons & Dragons Online.
Dead.
Not a good he probably paid it.
And Lord of the Rings Online.
He probably paid it.
Alright, so nothing.
So all the best games that I've ever heard of.
Alright, they've done nothing yet.
They've made crap. Really bad games. And they're gonna make your new Batman game. On the good side, for Batman Origins. I don't know if it's a good side. They said they're gonna do Silver Age Batman, so get ready to see Plastic Man and Zebra Man and fucking Calendar Man. It's not gonna be good. And then...
Bitch out, give him a normal outfit.
I guess they just want to keep the Joker since... Well, you finished part two, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they
killed him dead.
Yeah, they're going to bring him back with this one.
Of course.
And Game Informer cover has Deathstroke on it. He's on the back.
What the hell?
You know what Deathstroke is?
Deathstroke or Destro?
Deathstroke.
Totally different guy.
Deathstroke, yes. Yeah, I know who Deathstroke is.
Katana's handgun, so that means... What are they called? League of Assassins?
Yeah.
So you might see Ra's al Ghul in this one then.
Okay.
So he's in that league, so...
So pretty much all the Silver Age...
All the old school... The ones they kind of killed off. Maybe Black Mask?
Maybe.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
But other than that, what have you been playing?
Ra's al Ghul, Baruka. Dark Souls. And I finished Tomb Raider. Crysis 3 sucked ass.
Did you beat that dumb bastard in the expansion of Dark Souls?
I'm through most of the way.
No, did you fight that knight?
Yeah, I beat it.
Did you?
Beat him. I'm now fighting the Lord of the Abyss, the Father of the Abyss, Magnus or some shit.
Did you beat that...
And the dragon.
Did you beat that... what the fuck's it called? It's got a lion's head, snake tail.
Yeah, that's the first one you fight.
The griffin?
Not griffin, lion's head.
Yeah, it's pretty much...
Griffin has a bird's head.
Hey, fuck you. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Chimera. It's a fucking chimera.
The chimera?
Yeah.
Technically, that could have anything's head.
Yeah. But a griffin has a fucking bird's head.
Alright, well...
Yeah.
Chimera could be anything's head. And anything's body.
Yeah, mostly...
And anything's everything else.
And mostly you
that's essentially what it was.
No, that's absolutely what it is.
No, the description, yes, but the actual creature. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, the actual creature.
And
was it hard?
I was kind of lower level when I first jumped in. So I got my ass kicked for a few times, but.
Are you even going magician on this fucking character or no?
No.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. book.
Hey, Penny loves it when she's called Big Papa.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Her hands in the air if she's a true never. Player.
Right?
If she's a true player.
Yeah, she's got her hands in the air.
She got both.
Play,
He like ask you a question before you can answer. Bang!
Damn.
And then
what's 2 + 2? It's a faggot.
Dang, so 50 dicks in one day is good money.
$5.
Yeah, you only charge $5, you're getting $250 a day.
No, but then he said...
No.
He slipped up.
No.
He said $5
a day.
A day.
Not a person. Still.
50 dicks, $5 a day is pretty good
50
money.
50 dicks, $5 a day. Pretty good money. And it was just... He's like, I can send some five away to...
Yeah. That's some crackhead prices right there, buddy.
Yeah. Well,
that's a fire sale with your mouth.
That's 10 cents a blowjob.
It didn't dawn on me. You know,
that's
10
cents per dick to exercise whatever
dick
muscle.
But it's
I mean, you must like touch it with your tongue and cum.
Yeah.
For 10 cents.
We should hit him up. Let him know we're going to be chilling.
Did you? Well, how far did you get in that guacamole then?
Just played what I played that day. Played for like maybe 2 hours.
Did you like it at all?
Yeah, it's what it is, which is a clone of games that I loved in the past.
Yeah.
It has the new graphics. I mean, whatever, you understand. I mean, I'm going to enjoy it. Yeah, like,
not really a doubt about that.
No, it's fucking Diablo 3, okay? Yeah. You like it? Yeah.
Yeah, Chuck, they made a Mexican game finally. Ever since... what was that last game?
It's the Dia de los Muertos, and it's, you play as a luchador, and you search and
that's
get
that
the power-ups.
That's that one at the border where you're doing fucking with all
the... Chicharrón, you fucking beat someone with a baseball bat the whole fucking time?
Oh, yeah, the beat-em-up, the final fight with wrestlers.
Either I played it a lot,
I don't know what it was
here
called.
It was here, because I had the game.
It was your game? Yeah, it's been here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played that for a little
I was
bit.
Like, well, you're
going to
be a Mexican.
Hey, you don't
and you're going to be my kind of version of Mexican. The one that doesn't speak Spanish. Score!
It was an Xbox 360 beat-em-up game with wrestlers.
Yeah, it was a beat-em-up. It was a side-scroll like Final Fight, except you had wrestlers. You had 4 to choose from, or 3, and it had that many players as well.
Well, they had the guys from Saturday Night Fight, or what?
No, it looked like Saturday Night Slam Masters, kind of. But
you can upgrade the guys.
More comedy. Like, big, giant guy and a little skinny guy, and they're real cartoony. And they were all luchadors, and they would all... It was like called like Taco Smash or some shit.
Nice.
I don't fucking know.
That sounds boring, right?
Yeah. It's some stupid shit though, right?
What like Taco Luchadores.
Luchadores.
Some like Taco
Luchadores.
Smash.
Luchadores. Open the goddamn luchador.
Luchador! Get it for me. Shut the fucking luchador.
Yeah, I locked my luchador.
Me being wrong about the... What's it called again?
9.0.
Always online.
Oh, yeah. Well, just what it said, that there was
honey,
no...
you're going to run into that
coach that was not going to be something, that's not something they would ever do.
Yeah. Then why the fuck did they make the patch?
Well, just in case.
Yeah, no, well, him, they both, they did. It's just weird. Then what was it?
I think it would be funny if Xbox put a patent on, like, a new type of chocolate chip cookie, and then everybody in the community started saying that chocolate chip cookie is going to be a part of the new console.
It dispenses it.
Yeah, dispenses cookies, man. You got a cookie holder, you buy the Xbox cookies, you gotta pay for the membership to the Xbox Cookie Club.
What are you looking at?
Oh, your ass.
Yeah.
You keep holding your sneezes, your nose is gonna blow off.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, I heard.
That never happens. I always do that. I just sound like I'm barking.
Sneeze into your sleeve, man. That's almost like the best thing to do.
There we go.
Now read me out the specs.
Okay. You are not required to be connected to the internet in order to play Durango games.
Get a little closer over here.
Okay. Microsoft has never considered doing such a thing. Now please read the last sentence over and over again until it sinks in, which is, you will not be required to be connected to the internet to play Durango games, and Microsoft were never considering doing such a thing. Okay, moving on. Have you read the VG Leaks article about the Durango specs? Yes, good, because everything you read in that article was 100% correct. Except for one tiny little detail that Microsoft kept guarded from most devs until very recently. The detail being that every Durango ships with a Xbox 360 SOC. The reason why is Microsoft hired so many former IBM and... the reason why is that they hired a bunch of former and IBM and AMD employees. I'll admit I'm not an electrical engineer, so I pretend to know the ins and outs of how the X360
integrates into the motherboard. You suck at reading out loud, you know that?
All I know and all I need to know about this new challenge is that I can use the 360 stock in parallel with the original Durango hardware. What does this mean in basic terms? Well, apart from the Durango having 100% BC with the 360, it also increases Durango's processing power a fair amount. Well, the controller, so it's going to stay the same. Except a D-pad, that's going to be, it's going to look the same, but it's going to have a different feel. Some kind of improvement with that. The Xbox Mini / Xbox TV, yes, this is happening, although as far as I know, it's a whole different team over at Microsoft that are handling it. As has been reported, its main purpose is to compete with the Apple TV, so expect it to be small and around $100. I want to read about the indie thing. The Durango is definitely going to be running on Windows 8. It will essentially be the full version of the OS minus the desktop side of things. This means it'll be running the new WinRT framework, which is a side effect also means that contrary to popular belief, Microsoft will be the most indie-friendly of all the big three next-gen. This is because any app game that is created for Windows App Store will be playable on the Durango. In other words, any random person worldwide can pay Microsoft a $60 license fee and submit their app/game to the store where millions of people can download/buy it. No expensive development kits needed. So in summary, this post would mean no always online connection is required to play, no HMD glasses are yet being implemented, the Xbox 360 system functions on a chip for BC and parallel processing, and the system will feature full backwards compatibility with the Xbox 360, including all arcade and live games. Yeah.
So that means I'm a fucking liar, and then Xbox is gonna put Android fucking games on their fucking console with no support or achievements.
Windows app games, at least.
No, they want to make it open like that, so all their... Yeah, you know, have you ever been a fucking Windows phone?
Them be a monster, dude. That's what they gotta do. And
it's not even gonna be a fucking monster. If you're fucking trying to be seeing a Windows game app, they can't put apps on fucking Windows because they bitch too much. So hopefully they've worked their shit out right with their console.
Oh, I know.
Because they can't do it on their fucking phone.
The only good games they have are shitty or dumbed down versions of Xbox Live games. Like
the only one I wanted to buy was that zombie one, and then John told me it wasn't even worth it.
Which zombie one?
What was it? I bought a game with zombies in it.
Oh yeah.
I made a game with zombies.
Well, that game was worth $1 though.
Not worth
$1, yeah. I'll say it's worth $1, but you know what? There were even games that, I mean, really, they put it to shame. That game really, honestly, in the end, it was just a twin stick shooter.
In one place, yeah.
With okay graphics, in one fucking screen, with background shit. Okay, it had some gimmicky shit, like the music, that's why I bought it, because the song was funny.
Yeah.
The gameplay,
it, okay, it was
the
that,
weapons
it was
and everything.
That game,
it wasn't
right?
a game. Yeah.
That
it was
I
just
know,
a funny
but the
song.
Was yeah. like killer.
It was a funny right? song. Yeah. And yeah, like interesting. Not even interesting. There are other games that cost a fucking dollar, dude. Red Tie Miner cost
yeah.
a dollar. You can explore. There's water that flows.
Red Tie?
Fucking rad.
Red Tie Miner.
Yeah.
Save
so
up money
and
buy tools for a dollar.
The Red Tie.
Oh, you know Zombie Estate 2 is on
right. Yeah, I
got
you. I've played it. It's,
Fuck my administration.
They have. They have all kinds of extra shit in it. But
yeah.
I couldn't get very far because, well, not I couldn't, I wouldn't. I had to stop playing. I was like, nah. It's not as interesting as part one. The level design was really, in my opinion, was really shitty. And everyone online was saying it was good. I disagree.
I want to play more of the Battle Block Theater because that game was fun. Thoroughly fun. It was a behemoth
I
game.
I want to play that too. It's a behemoth game.
Oh, the demo came out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Battle the game, yeah. You can play the demo or buy the game.
Is it any good?
Yeah, dude, that game's fun. It's freaking bad. It's got all, you know, all from your favorite games. You got Castle Crashers. You got whatever other games Behemoth has. But Castle Crashers.
Oh, I finally got to play that. Oh, wait, continue.
What's that?
Continue.
Oh, just that it's a little platformer, a little... You know, you got this puzzly level, and you got to go through it and do certain shit.
Have you played a two-player?
No.
That's what it's supposed to be all about. It's just being a dick to each other.
It's supposed to be all about backstabbing.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you need two players.
On the spikes, jump on their head and go across the spikes.
Yeah. Throw in the water, drown them, use them as a floaty.
That's what I thought the entire main game was going to be, too, that you'd have, like, AI players that you sacrifice.
Yeah.
Is that the case or not?
Well, I just played the tutorial / demo level, so...
You're playing it on PC or Xbox?
Xbox. Is it on PC?
That's why I was asking.
Oh.
Because otherwise I'd have it on PC.
Too. Yeah, if it was on PC, I'd already be playing it. I'd have beaten the game, dude. I would have been done with it. I'd be like, guys, let's play it again.
I got that I didn't get it. Raymond got it. The DC game.
Oh, you mean Injustice: Gods Among Us?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is that any good?
I've been trying to play
the
it.
The story is fucking weird. The gameplay, it's
Mortal Kombat.
It's Mortal Kombat, so if you're good at that, you're good.
Yeah, that's right.
Raymond is fucking terrible. He's a button masher. Really good at Tekken and Street Fighter for button mashing.
Have you seen any of the finishers?
No, I've done a couple.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can do them like as soon as that bar is filled.
Yeah, that's why. It's kind of like, yeah, instead of a finishing move like on Mortal Kombat, it's more like a ultra move from Street Fighter. Yeah.
It's the bone crushing move from Mortal Kombat.
But each one has their own.
Or Blitz the League.
Yeah, Blitz the League. No,
that's a ball crushing move.
Oh,
dude, that was nasty.
Rather than just those attacks, you got this whole cinematic completely.
You summon fucking Neo Muhammad.
Yeah, dude. Like the entire environment. There's like
Aquaman's
colors.
A badass, dude. He fucking. Floats up the water, fucks you up back and forth, and then a shark comes and fucking bites you.
Yeah.
The other day I was playing, yesterday or 2 days ago, I installed Scribblenauts Unlimited just to get another game under the belt for the since last week. Fuck, dude. That shit is so much fun.
Scribblenauts Unlimited?
Trying to Scribblenauts Unlimited.
Nice.
Okay, I kept doing like, okay, I'll get a backpack, or I mean a jetpack, and put it on my character. Okay, cool. And getting little things to benefit, like skates, rocket skates, to get me to go faster. Then I took and clicked my character and realized I can add an adjective to my character.
Yeah.
So if you put fat, your character's fat. If you put giant, the character's giant. I put fast, flying, and invincible. My character is fast, he's flying, and he's fucking invincible. By the time you got here, that was already done.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that I could do it right from the start. You can describe yourself however you want. I put spiky, anybody I run into gets hurt. Period. Like, it's fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, and you can. They said that you can't use trademark characters. The fuck you can't. You can write Mario, you can write Zelda.
Oh, certain ones, yeah.
Some. I never did the Mario or Zelda thing. I just figured they wouldn't work.
You can write Bowser. Bowser's pretty big.
Bowser?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did Bowser, or I saw somebody do Bowser on.
And you can write weird shit like, well, you guys don't get much into that whole gaming shit, like NeoGaf.
NeoGaf, yeah.
It turns into a little ball, and it's two best friends play, and when they're playing around with it,
yeah.
He jumps on NeoGaf and starts riding it, and he touches people, and they turn into zombies.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, that zombie shit, that bugged me at first. Because I didn't realize, a zombie bites me, right? Well, I turn into a zombie. Oh, I have little veins, at least. But when I run into anybody else, I infect them.
Yeah.
I try to fix myself, and I don't know how. I get like, the cure. I make a fucking whatever, anti-venom, or whatever you need. And I start taking all these different drugs and doing everything I can.
Zombie vaccine.
I check my adjectives, where I put invincible, whatever, all those three things, quick and spiky and all that stuff. Well, I put, I check there, that is, and it said undead as one of my adjectives. So I had to take that off. I'm no longer undead.
Huh.
So then you're not a fucking zombie anymore. But I was infecting everybody I'd meet, and I didn't know how to get out of it. It's sick, dude. It's so much fun.
Because you're supposed to die after you got undead, but you're like, nah, fuck this.
But goddamn, if it's not fucking interesting as shit.
Maxwell.
And it's like, oh, you need help getting your dog back from the tree? Giant T-Rex.
Yeah.
Bam. Giant T-Rex kicked the dog and the kid. It's fucking hilarious, dude.
You got a couple good jams.
Well, you bought, yeah. I mean,
or Maxwell.
You got a couple of games, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, just... last time I played through Arrival, I played a little bit of European Truck Simulator 2.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking, I don't know if any of you men
hard.
Are,
I didn't, are I down mean, with
that.
Hard.
Chris, how about parking that trailer?
I didn't have the patience to park it.
Parking that fucking trailer is hard.
Yeah, dude.
It's hard. But, I mean, you get it. You get like an extra $50 and then, you look good in front of your boss, you know, and he'll give you better contracts.
Yeah.
Because you got to work. You got kids.
Dude, and then, I flipped the freaking thing twice, dude. You have to pay service. You have to pay to have your shit flipped back over.
Oh, yeah. He fucking flipped his truck over.
But you got imaginary fucking kids in the game.
Ass. No, like, it's so funny. It's like when you're done playing it, you got, like, a rash on your ass. Like, it feels like you've been in the truck for 9 hours. Yeah, I'm going down the freeway and pass a gas station, and then I realize that I'm running low on gas. Got to hit the next fucking gas station. It's another 15 minutes on the freeway. Going and going and going and obeying those fucking laws. You can get fucking pulled over. You can get fucking... You can run stoplights. You can fucking... It sucks. Like I said, Chris flipped his truck. He'd stop looking, and he'd drive up on a hill. Bam! And hit the floor. Or smash into somebody. Fuck him up.
That shit was bad, though.
It is pretty fucking fun, dude. I mean, even though it's stupid, and it's like an old man's games, you know? It's still fun.
And, fucking... Aliens Colonial Marines. That game is fucking retarded to play single player.
Yeah, apparently it's not.
You can't play it without dying. Dude, there's four difficulties. John, I'm playing on second difficulty.
Yeah.
thought that's you could ridiculous. Just run through
and
that
I'm
game.
Dying and dying. Oh, like, I think you can, I guess, run past.
You can run past everything in that fucking
remember
game.
Remember we used to play Horde on Horde. Super Horde from Jizz War? We played on really on the hardest difficulty,
yeah.
Single player. And we try to get as far as we could through it and get like fucking however many. You get less than 10 fucking waves.
Yeah.
And it's just impossible. That's what I imagined when you told me about that. The
yeah,
aliens
well,
just came so quick.
There's sometimes there's vents, dude, where no matter how many aliens you kill, they're gonna keep pouring out of the vents. So you just I guess haul ass and get to a door where you can shut it, bam.
Yeah.
Like so they don't get you, but there are points where you're in a big like a docking room where you got a ship that fucking blew up or
yeah.
something and you're in there and the dude's trying to do the code to the door.
Oh, yeah, you have to defend it.
While you've got two dudes right here
yeah.
that are shooting and missing all the aliens. So this guy's shooting an alien and it's walking all the way up to him, taking him down. You shoot it, it comes right at you.
Yeah.
It fucking jumps at you.
So what'd you say, motherfucker?
And you only have a second to react. You only have a second to melee and pop him in the head with like a shotgun.
Yeah.
And any close range kill is gonna get acid.
Oh, but you said they had animations.
No, no, line like
yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, kill animations where if you don't kill them when they're close to you,
yeah.
quick, they'll kill you.
Insta kills,
yeah.
they stick their tongue in your
yeah.
fucking face. Yeah, that tongue bite.
That was good game.
Yeah.
You know what I don't get? All these crappy games that are really bad seem to work very well for you, Chris, for some reason.
Well,
ratings. Well, you got these magical abilities where
yeah.
the fucking game works.
Well, the other Walking Dead that
the
a lot
Walking
of
Game.
Didn't like,
we were talking about that. This motherfucker's got the game working right, apparently, and it's actually fun. He's the only motherfucker in the world having fun with this game because it works right for him.
Yeah, it works, dude. You I see the game breaker. The game breaker is the whole. Well, you just wait for a group of zombies and one to bite you, because then the other ones are gonna, right when you kill him off, the other one's gonna be grabbing you, and it's a little fucking stick minigame.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard to get, because once you get it in the middle, you gotta hold it in the middle so you can kill the zombies. But that shit, like, keeps flying off, you know, and you gotta, and they'll bite you every second that you don't kill them.
That's fucking nutty.
Kill your ass.
I was telling him earlier, I'm gonna be so fucking disappointed if it's not there in the fucking marketplace. It said this week. It said fucking. The fucking releases are on Tuesday.
Yeah. Today's Wednesday.
I want to cry. Because if it's not on there, we're going to leave the Vita here until Friday. Mm-hmm. If it is, I'm fucking taking that son of a bitch. I don't really want to play it.
Well, take it home with you today.
No, because I want you to fucking finish Guacamelee and fucking...
Oh, well, no, I'm not going to finish that game. I have too many other fucking things. I just got Diablo fucking 3.
Well, you got Diablo 3, but just beat Guacamelee. It's a quick game. It's only like 6 hours.
I can beat Guacamelee fast.
Yeah, people speedrun it.
Like
I think
nothing.
I think the speedrun for this game is less than an hour.
You were at wherever you were at, which is not super far into the game.
No.
And the shit I ran through, I never got stopped. And there was, and I saw there was stuff that, but you die, you fall off a cliff, you start right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, start right there. How do you not beat that game? Like, they just go, there you go,
yeah.
beat it.
They push
you
through.
Damn that shit. That's the fucking, that's that fucking Prince of Persia all over again. Philip Kipke, you're alive again. Philip Kipke, you're alive again. Fucking bullshit. What the fuck, dude? I wasn't worried about anything. I mean,
He's all, there was a little Dr. Pepper.
So
it was more prune juice than Dr. Pepper, really.
So spice rum, prune juice,
with
and
a
Dr. Pepper.
Splash like Dr. Pepper.
For flavor.
Yeah.
Why the prune juice? Were you
yeah.
just?
So it was something. Yeah, it was something. I get.
You could
running
just,
out of stuff.
Well,
yeah,
spice,
but you knew what it was going to do to you.
The Sailor Jerry.
Think
was,
about it.
The Sailor
no.
Jerry was gone. So what did you use
no,
for?
No, it was still some.
Oh really? I thought yeah. you guys attacked that thing. You should have just drank the Sailor Jerry straight. It was cherry flavored anyway.
That's a great idea, man.
What?
The podcast hit.
Yeah. That's terrible. Did anyone else drink that besides John?
We tasted it. Yeah, me, like, when we were outside, we were all hanging out, and
the
we all tasted
before,
it.
I had two mixtures of Dr. Pepper and spiced rum.
Uh-huh.
And
horrible.
It was fucking horrible.
Yeah.
It was fucking disgusting to have Dr. Pepper and Sailor Jerry spiced rum. Then we, Ellen Carl, thanks for saving us some. That was real nice. This was in the freezer.
Oh, wait, you guys got a giant jug.
Yeah.
Nice. When did you guys get that?
Chuck, you got it.
Okay.
Monday.
Vons? Where, he said.
Oh, yeah, probably a Vons. No, I went to the food for this.
Smart and Final is dirt cheap on this. This is only like $22 at Smart and Final.
Yeah, it's like $23.
Yeah. You know what it is over there at that filthy ass store?
$45.
For something like $32.
Where?
It's fucking the corner store. Pinchy Pico.
Pico? Yeah.
Fuck that guy,
dude. Hey, buddy, I'm about to gouge you on prices.
You went to Food for Less.
Yeah, Food for Less.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's cool.
I got, you know where I kind of started drinking that a lot? Because it will catch up to you.
Yeah.
Over there in, when I was staying in close to Reno, where was the fucking town? Anyways, the guy that worked with me, he had a house, so I could stay at one of the rooms. I was paying him some rent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Picking up for work, dropping him off at home. But, whenever we partied, we...
Sales Jerry?
Yeah, his chick liked to drink that a lot.
That's good.
Yeah, it is, actually. Some pineapple juice or some orange juice or like a mango. Delicious. Oh, a mango juice?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Delicious. But not Dr. Pepper or prune juice.
Yeah, well, Dr. Pepper is prunes. No, because Dr. Pepper's is prunes, so you had prunes on prunes.
Dr. Pepper doesn't mix with anything, and that stuff tasted so fucking nasty.
Dr. Pepper's made from plums.
Yeah.
So you had plums and prunes, and then liquor.
I do like a plum, though.
Now, Dr. Pepper's got 23 fucking flavors in it.
23 fucking flavors.
Don't get me fucking started on Dr. Pepper and how wonderful it is.
It's good. Wonderful.
Oh, I know, but no, but he...
It's a good fucking drink.
Stop fucking talking. It's not good, it's great.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. You don't have it all the time.
No, I'll have it every once in a while, and it's a delicious fucking drink.
Maybe with a burger or something, but it's
I know, but he had something
Chinese
that...
Food.
Yeah, hard liquor that gives you the shits. Yeah. Then he had prunes that gives you the shits, and you got plums that, will give you the shits. So that's all three shitful flavors. And you had how many shits by the end of the day, Carl?
Five before noon.
Five shits before noon. That is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I fucking woke up with bubble guts, and then every fucking... hour or so, hour and a half.
Bubble guts.
Took me out of the shower.
Stomach's triggered up in my work schedule, so now I shit while I'm at work only. I don't know if that's about.
It's gonna be funny when you're at home and you gotta get up and drive to work.
No, when I come here, I don't have to shit at all. But when I'm at work, for some reason, my stomach's like, hey, buddy. Guess what we're gonna do today?
Dude,
you're not gonna work at all. You're gonna shit yourself all day.
I used to be pretty. I used to be like, I've always had to shit after I eat.
Yeah.
But it used to be I'd wait at least a good 45 minutes.
That's funny actually that he says that because I used to always have to shit on your food.
Yeah. And now it's like I eat and now it's like 15 minutes later I'm pooping.
Yeah.
And it's not like I could time this out a little bit. No. It's like I eat, I better go to the restroom.
I'm missing two organs, so it's not really... I don't get to hold food anymore like I used to. That bums me out.
Unless it's angry.
Yeah. You gotta pack it in there.
Mm. Preserves well up there.
Mm-hmm. Starts to ferment. I can pour it out and make myself a nice drink. Like Carl did.
It was bad. And there's no ice.
Yeah.
So it was really bad.
Yeah! Lukewarm. Nah, the weather was fine.
Thank you.
So wait, when did you come back, Chuck?
Monday.
Monday? Okay.
Yeah.
How you liking Diablo, Carl?
It's nice. It's very similar to the old one. I mean, the graphics are obviously different, but it's similar in gameplay.
Nice.
I immediately had to shrug off that fucking, they're gonna pick where they put my abilities bullshit. I was like,
Yeah, the skill thing is annoying. I like that choosing different shit.
Well, you can.
You can go to the options and switch it.
I know, but it's...
It's a mode. That's why. This is the new mode. And the other one is the other one's the old school mode. We talked about this. You can map any ability. Like, they have primary and secondary abilities. Uh-huh. Primary abilities, there's a list of abilities in there. Those are only going to go to this button. Secondary abilities are only going to go to this button. So you can't map two primary abilities. Because they're both for the same button. So you gotta pick one or the other. Well, you go to the options and you switch that off so you can put any ability anywhere you want it. And that's to where you can have all fucking primary abilities on all this shit if you want.
Oh, I didn't fucking know that when I was fucking playing it.
Yeah, it's in the options menu.
Cocksucker.
I just kept it because I didn't want to get confusing or fuck something up later.
Confusing.
I got a whole keyboard of fucking abilities instead of just using
2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 5, and then the fucking 2.
To me, it would have become confusing.
So you're using the same buttons, but you're putting it where you want it.
Yeah. That's the only... I wasn't even using the right one, the number sequences on the fucking corner.
Oh,
no, I'm using the fucking top parts, like an asshole, the whole fucking time playing.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
I just hope you can use the controller and move around on the console version.
Yeah. You're not going to have a cursor.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to have a cursor. It'll be like Sacred Auto Aim. You know they had Diablo 1 on PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's how they did.
I'm just hoping they do that way because they might just do that move bullshit where you're pointing and clicking, you're pointing and clicking.
Well, if they, I bet you there'll be an option for them. I bet you anything there will be an option for the Chris, because you have the option. If they offer that peripheral, they want to back that peripheral up.
Yeah.
So they're going to go, hey, can you make a mode where we use our move?
I mean, or just fucking integrate fucking keyboard and mouse like it's been there forever, but yeah, no one's ever bothered to use it. They're going to put it again in Part 4, or PlayStation 4, and no one's going to use it in a fucking game.
Like Dark Souls keyboard and mouse controls?
Yeah, the shit.
Single worst I've ever felt in my life. In my life of playing PC games. I've played a lot of goddamn PC games.
Even here,
that is the worst controls. Least comfortable. I guess it's particularly because that game is so fucking hard. Like, it's so you gotta do shit right.
Huh?
I got my timing down. I can't do that.
I like warm beer.
Yeah. No, not me. That's like Eric, when we were standing out here by the shop. I think I told you this story. I was cleaning some shit out of the shop. It's sunny, it's fucking hot ass summer day, and I find a full beer closed. He's all, ooh, score. You're not gonna drink that? No, I hand it to him. He takes it, he knocks the dust off, and drinks it down fast.
Yeah.
Hot beer.
Yeah.
Look, it's like medieval shit.
No, well, I told you before that TJ used to leave them in the sun in a cooler. So they would heat up to a part where it almost burns your hands when you touch them. I'm like, motherfucker, it ain't sake. He goes, yeah, but for some reason they get me drunk faster.
Yeah,
I'm like, because that alcohol's faster. Just staying on your fucking tongue. Yeah, we would get fucked up faster. It was weird. Because your tongue just tastes like the alcohol that was in that fucking beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, that's cool. It's separated.
But the most fucked up shit is, well, not about this, but about that. About fucking Dark Souls. Demon Souls, I wanted to play Demon Souls, like a version of it on PC, for the longest time. I thought it was going to be great. And then Dark Souls, with the controls, makes it unplayable.
Yeah, imagine you played Demon Souls. Is Carl still in that first area?
No. Oh, the what's it called? The church, I think.
No, he's in the crypt. Well, same shit, yeah.
It just looks the same, huh?
No, you start off in like
he is in the cathedral. I'm sorry, you're right.
He's in that first area, okay.
Well, he just started a little while ago.
Yeah,
he just started.
Oh, yeah. Well, Cathedral Level 2 is what it's called.
Yeah, that's why I stopped playing when, because I was just playing on your laptop. It runs really fucking smooth on this thing.
Yeah.
Of course. It's fucking, I wish I could max it out further. I'm actually disappointed that there weren't more options. This is running at 1920 by 1080 resolution with all the highest textures, lighting, and everything.
Oh, did I tell you, what's that game that everyone, or that you wanted so fucking bad, but it never came out?
Freecell.
No. Maybe nah. Carl. They made the game with the fucking giants.
With the what?
They made the game with the giants. It's a little kid with a fucking dog that has wings on it.
Yeah, the Shadow of the Colossus thing.
But what's the new game called?
It's Last Guardian.
Last Guardian. Okay, they're not making it for this console now.
Not?
No.
For next gen?
Yeah.
Not good.
So they have to redo the graphics. So who knows when that game's gonna come out?
Yeah, let them take their time.
Yeah, cause I was laughing, cause
good things take time, I'd say.
On Rebel FM, someone sent a mail. It's like, who do you think is gonna come out first? It's like that game or Half-Life 3. Like, dude, that's not fucking funny. It's funny, but it's not funny. It's like, well, they said they're gonna probably push that one back to the next console, and they're still not even a damn word about Half-Life 3.
Half-Life 3, yeah, dude, come on. That's like. A lot of nerds are mad about Half-Life 3. A lot of nerds. So Valve is going,
they always
okay, we got to come up with a portal-sized idea that they didn't know Portal was going to be successful.
Yeah.
We need to come up with an idea that good and put it in Half-Life 3. Otherwise, everyone's going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Because it has to be that good.